Yeah, let's read.
We'll begin with Shamati number 28, I shall not die but live. In the verse, I shall not die but live, in order for one to achieve the truth, there must be a sensation that if one does not obtain the truth, he feels himself as dead, since he wants to live. This means that the verse, I shall not die but live, is said about one who wants to obtain the truth. This is the meaning of Jonah ben Amittai, the son of Amittai. Jonah comes from the word in Hebrew hona'ah, fraud, and ben, son, comes from the word mevin, one who understands. One understands because one always examines the situation he is in and sees that he has deceived himself and he is not walking on the path of truth. Because truth means to bestow, meaning lishma. And the opposite of this is fraud and deceit, meaning only to receive, which is lolishma. By this, one is later imparted with the amitai, meaning emet, truth. This is the meaning of your eyes are as doves. Einaim, eyes in Hebrew, of Kedusha, called Einaim of the Shekhinah, are Yonim, doves. They deceive us, and we think that she has no Einaim. As it is written in the Holy Zohar, a fair maiden who has no eyes. The truth is that one who is rewarded with the truth sees that he does have eyes. This is the meaning of a bride whose eyes are pretty, her whole body needs no scrutiny.
Yes, what is he trying to tell us here? Baal Sulam spoke these words. I'll repeat it. It is written, I shall not die but live. Meaning that one who determines that he doesn't want to die spiritually, in the end, he comes to spiritual life. That's the only way. Because he is between these two determinants, spiritual life and spiritual death. A person, in order to come to the truth, must come to feel that if he does not obtain the truth, he feels himself as dead. Since he wants to live. This is how we feel ourselves in a sense and descends in all kinds of states. Which actually we determine death as a state where we don't want anything at all. We're not against holiness, for holiness, or anything. When desires are taken away from us and we don't want anything in life, this is tantamount to death. Kabbalists call it differently. They say that life and death depend only according to my yearning for holiness. If I want something else from holiness, it's also death. This means that the verse, I shall not die but live, is said about one who wants to obtain the truth, meaning he feels life and death in those two discernments. He advances to above reason, goes above his intellect. He wants to develop his approach to life, not from within his desire, natural desire, but despite it, above it. So he is going toward life. This is the meaning of Jonah ben, the son of Amittai. Jonah comes from the word hona'ah, fraud. And ben, son, from the word mevin, understanding. What does he understand? Because he always examines the situation he is in and sees that he has deceived himself. And he is not walking on the path of truth. He is lying to himself. This is basically all of our mistakes. When we lie to ourselves, and then we're happy this way in our feeling, even though it's a lie, in terms of the path. So he deceived himself that he is not walking on the path of truth. Truth means to bestow, meaning lishma, for her sake. And the opposite of this is fraud and deceit, meaning only to receive, which is lo lishma, not for her sake. By this, one is later imparted the amitai, meaning emit, truth. In other words, after the scrutinies of being between truth and falsehood, more and more and more, in the end, he clarifies more and more what is the concept of truth until this concept becomes so obvious in his eyes that he begins to detect and to see the lishma, that for her sake. This is the meaning of your eyes are as doves.
Einaim de kedusha.
Einaim, eyes of kedusha, holiness, meaning of bestowal, the holy Shekhinah, called einaim, eyes of the Shekhinah, divinity. They are yonim, as doves. In other words, they deceive us, and we think that she has no einaim, no eyes. We think that holiness has no eyes, that we can do whatever, that only we exist in the world. This is basically what the klipa, the shell, the opposite of holiness, wants to show us. And we must protect ourselves from it. And one who is rewarded with the truth, meaning who tries to raise himself above reason, sees that she does have eyes. That there are einaim, eyes of holiness, our eyes are yonim, are as doves. They deceive us and trick us into thinking that there is no creator, no shekhinah, no providence, nothing. But everything is in the hands of the wicked. And this is how we advance. If we discover the truth, lishma, in order to bestow, then we see that she has eyes, the Holy
Shekhinah.
The appearance of the Creator in our eyes, in our world. This is the meaning of a bride whose eyes are pretty, her whole body needs no scrutiny. Meaning, if we come to the real eyes, meaning beautiful eyes, lishma, for her sake, we discover seeing the Shekhinah, then we also discover her entire body, her bestowal, all of her bestowal.
Yes, dear Rav, so what does it mean that there are eyes of holiness?
It is providence. When providence is concealed, it seems to us like there is no creator, he's not looking, he doesn't see us, and we are only in our own hands. Or in the hands of blind nature. Or evil nature. But if we rise above it, either through our work or through an awakening from above, when we are given this feeling, when we are elevated a little bit, then we think that there might be eyes after all, and there might be providence, and we are in contact with the upper force.
Only above reason we get such a state?
When we discover that there is the Shekhinah and she has eyes, meaning that there is the guidance of the Creator over us, and it's tight guidance, and we are in this guidance. We don't exit it. We don't emerge from it. Then, of course, it is through the faith, the power of faith above reason, power of bestowal. So we try to continue going in this way. But again, it's through constantly falling and rising, falling from the guidance as if it doesn't exist, and again we try to raise ourselves by force to open providence, and likewise every time.
Это может быть в десятке такая атмосфера от управления?
Can this be as a certain an atmosphere like that in the 10?
Of course, the feeling of the existence of the Creator and the influence of the Creator on the 10 can be like that in a 10. And the 10 must be more solidified on top of all kinds of conditions that the Creator arranges for them, so that they want to discover that it came from the Creator, and through all those states, they are dependent and adhered to the Creator. Dudi.
How can you stop lying to yourself and see that one's not going on the path of truth?
Try to bring yourself back by force to the feeling that you are under the wings of the Shekhinah, under constant governance, and there's nowhere to run, and the Creator is holding us tightly. And every cell, every organ, every thought, and every desire, all of them, every single one of them, are locked on the upper force and are governed by it absolutely and decisively. And a person needs only keep this form in mind and heart that he is being guided to the point of open providence.
Buongiorno, Rav. Non ho capito qual è la differenza tra quando un uomo.
Hello, Rav, I didn't understand what the difference is between you, a person feeling himself dead spiritually and one not wanting anything else. He doesn't want anything else because it's connected to spirituality or eternality.
Dead means he doesn't want anything in life. He doesn't even want corporeality. We have such states. When we are in a state where we don't care about anything, I prefer to die than to live. That's it. We are given this feeling, made to feel this state. Because all of spirituality is a feeling. Our whole life is feeling. It's when we feel that we are in a certain world and it influences us, etc. It is all feelings. There's nothing else. And we were given the brain only to scrutinize our feelings and try to manage it, govern it somehow. So we need to try to constantly be aware what state I'm in. That's number one. Number two, that this state came to me from the Creator. Three, what the Creator wants me to do with after giving me this feeling, having given me this feeling. He is already in the state, in my feeling, because he is managing it, he is doing it. So How should I respond? To the extent that I understand that this is his intention in bringing me to the present state. So here I need to start maybe organizing the environment, the study, all kinds of things. As long as I respond correctly to the situation that I feel, I can turn to the Creator. That's seemingly the simplest, the closest, but to organize the right connection, right plea to the Creator, I may nevertheless need a group, an understanding, and deeper understanding, so that my plea will be as powerful as possible and will bring me to the new state. The Creator wants us to come in dialogue with Him, in conversation with Him, in a mutual connection. And I'm for my beloved is for me. I speak to Him, He speaks to me, and we build a connection to such an extent that the connection grows stronger and stronger to the point where I feel in this connection that we are truly very close to one another, to the point that sometimes I begin to discover that we are actually one, that there is no distance between the receiver and the giver, and back from the giver to the receiver, etc.
Moscow 4.
Moscow 4.
Здравствуйте, Рав. Спасибо.
Hello, Rav. Thank you for letting me ask. What's the difference where there's eyes of divinity and
bestowal? It's bestowal. That's it. In every place, bestowal is what I imagine as the desire of the other, and toward the desire of the other, I work. All of the desires of the other, all of them, the sum total of them, are the desire of the Creator, which I should see in front of me. Because if I come to a state where I relate to all of humanity in its entirety, of course, there are terrible things here, and there are crimes and criminals and whatnot. But if, in general, I want to do good to them, that they will be reformed, that they will be good, meaning that all of them will be in bestowal, in connection. That's it. By this, I bring everything back to the Creator.
Hello, World Kli. If I understand correctly, a person can only be in one situation. He can't be in several states simultaneously. And it turns out that our movement is when we move from one state to another. And how do I not stay stuck in the right line all the time? Because you want to continue, you receive some pleasure for yourself, and what obliges me to continue to move?
Mainly, it is connection with the friends. The main thing is connection with the friends. And besides this, it is written, envy, lust, and honor bring a person out from the world. Meaning if you want, if you yearn for greater things, then you can't sit still and yet want to grow. So try to understand that you obtain greater things only if you are in greater power of bestowal.
If possible, let's say the desire disappears. I can't do anything with myself. I simply sleep or sit.
I understand this, Misha, but only work in the group can shake a person, because then I am more connected to others. and I and then I yearn for something, I do something, either company or death, as it's written. Only this type of work in society, when we do something together, when we move each other, you can't take an organ from the body and revive it, sustain it. You have to connect it to all kinds of other organs, and they will give to it, it will give to them. And in this way, by mutual giving, this is called life. Life is connection. Connection among parts, not in each part individually, but in the connection between them. This is why we have to come to, we have to disseminate, we have to do all kinds of works, we have to organize ourselves in congresses and whatnot, in order to feel the changes. And this is the main thing that brings changes. When I take the society and begin to work with them and organize something, then even if we forget, if we're not so precise in our spiritual work, nevertheless, by this we come to, we achieve great corrections. Even work in the ten without much of an intention, because initially we forget about the intention during the work. Nevertheless, it's more instrumental, it's more effective than just sitting and doing all kinds of intentions.
Good morning, Rav. A question from women from MAC 21. What is the truth towards which we need to reach?
What is the truth to which we need to reach, to come to? That we have beautiful bestowal, absolute bestowal upon everyone. And by this, we, in our bestowal upon everyone, we discover a relation to the Creator, from the love of people to the love of the Creator. And in the love of the Creator, we will then discover how the Creator relates to us according to the law of equivalence of form. As we relate to him, so he relates to us. And this is what we need to discover.
If we really don't want bestowal, what does a person that is going correctly on the path need to want?
We have nothing more than the way, then through our connection, to come to a state where we find in the connection between us the root of the connection between us, which is the Creator. I search and search how more and more to connect to the friends, and I discover in my search that what I actually looked for, I supposedly looked for the connection between us, but what I really found is a connection with the Creator, that he is between.
Why is the Holy Shekhinah hiding its face, and under what conditions does it reveal itself to a person?
The Holy Shekhinah is the presence of the Creator among us, meaning a place where the Creator is revealed. The desires in which the Creator is revealed, they are called the Shekhinah. It's a network of desires. And it's hidden until we ourselves really try through our efforts to discover such connections, such relations among us, among the friends from which we build the Shekhinah. Let's say we have 10 friends and we want to connect among us, all of us in this way and that way, so that we build a network of connections between us. And that network, if it begins to operate mutually in all of the various connections among us, we call that network Shekhinah. Meaning we build a place where we expect the Creator to be revealed. And He is revealed as the Shochen, the one who is present, the dweller within the Shekhinah. So when the Creator is revealed in the network of connections among us, according to the equivalence of this network that we build, the relations we build, it's equivalence with Him. He is one, but we are 10. So when we build among the 10s such connections, that these connections have the essence of one as well, then it's called one receives one. And that's how He is revealed in the connection between us.
Is mutual connection with the Creator or behalf of a person in the 10 or from the whole 10 that's working together?
Through the 10 from the perspective of a person to the extent that the person bestows upon the 10 and also from the whole 10 together. Both operate on the Creator. Because both our power of bestowal from our perspective. But there's a power of bestowal of one person, even though it comes through the 10, otherwise it won't be bestowal altogether. And there's the power of bestowal that's coming already from the 10. This is already something very special, which is certainly directed toward the Creator and impels Him.
That's it. The Lord is your shade. If one thinks, the Creator also thinks of him. And when the Creator thinks, it is called the mountain of the Lord. This is the meaning of who shall ascend on the mountain of the Lord and who shall stand in his holy place. He who has clean hands. This is the meaning of Moses' hands were heavy, and a pure heart, which is the heart.
Okay, well, Baal HaSulam said it probably at a meal or at an occasion. Now Rabash wrote it, and from this we got it. The Lord is your shade. It's written in the Torah, in Psalms. That the Creator is a person's shadow. If a person thinks, meaning he's in doubts, he has all kinds of thoughts that are not on the straight path, and of course we can't advance directly toward the goal. We are always diverting and deflecting, and we don't know in our world and in technology and in science. We know that we can never advance directly straight. Rather, we always have some sort of an angle toward the goal. But we're constantly maintaining the goal. I'll draw it. There is a goal here. A target. And this is where we are. So we can't reach the goal directly. This is impossible. Instead, we are going in kind of this way. We deflect a little bit and correct it, deflect a little bit and correct it more and more and more until we reach the goal, the target, until we hit the target. Why? Because we can't feel that we are in the right place. Let's say I am here. I always have to measure myself with respect to what I am in my state. So if I don't feel my deflection, my diversion from the path, then I'm in a state of zero and I have no way to advance. This is why the road in all our organs, in our hearing, sight, touch, smell, everything that we can feel it only between truth and falsehood, bitter and sweet, between two things. And only in this way can we begin to understand where we are. This is how it is in everything. So, in the wisdom of Kabbalah, we also learn that we come to all kinds of states. We come to arguments. We're unhappy in the family, at work, in the group, in all kinds of places. We're always in all kinds of changing states. Good, bad, this, that. There's a reason for it. It's because precisely through two opposites, between light and darkness, in everything, we can distinguish ourselves only in this way. And the more advanced things are, then even if they are advanced, they become more subtle. As I drew here, that if we begin from like this, from big things, and afterwards we come to smaller things, subtler things, in this amplitude, in these states, from state to state to state to state. Right? But the more we advance toward the goal, then here, the more we seemingly have smaller discernments, they are actually more important discernments. Then it turns out that the gap between the two lines, this gap, this gap, will become more and more significant, important. This is the plus, that's the minus. That's what it will be like. More important than here. Say, for example, what is here between the plus and the minus?
This is just like in every science and every wisdom, where if you take a certain expert and start to talk to him about tiny little precise things, you can talk and you can see there's a sea of conditions and wisdom and etc. Whereas with children, you need, or with simple people, you need something that is to see it in a big picture, kind of. So here too, altogether, we need to try and understand in the relations between us those fluctuations, the differences, the changes between good and bad, and to differentiate between the two. You cannot have good without bad or bad without good. We already talked about this also in our corporeal life, in our family life, in the group life. But we need to understand that all these things were given to us not so that we will relate to them seriously, but rather for us to relate to these changes as to the means to reach the Creator, as He will always be on our scope, on the goal. We will talk about this. These are things that later we will see how we work with it in above reason, below reason, etc.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот по схеме вопрос, который вы нарисовали.
Yes, dear Raf.
Вы сказали, что чем
concerning the diagram you drew, you said that
да, но важнее.
The more we rise, the situation is more important.
When we enter such resolution, such precision, that what we had before, the scale that we had before, as a foot, now it's as an inch, we become more precise, more delicate, more sensitive in feeling the changes in each and every one and in all together.
Ну, это как бы просто я, то есть, скажем, выпадаю, но просто в более каких-то тонких вещах.
It's just that I fall, but...
No, it's not just like that. I'll tell you, it's a matter of the worlds. Let's say...
זה עולם של עשייה.
This is the world of Asiya and Yetzira and Bria. And Atzilut. And Ein Sof. Let's say Ak. It's a matter of the world.
Так, а в чем там чистота вот в этих мирах, состояний, что это за такая тонкость?
What's the frequency of the states?
Identifying the difference between reception and bestowal, between the creature and the creator, between darkness and light, in all these different changes. That's the difference.
That's it.
And how the quality of this scrutiny, this difference, how do we make it more subtle, more accurate, more precise? I want to enjoy egoistically, but how to...
He writes about this, I don't remember. If a person, for every thought and action, something, it's written, there's a certain resource that's written about that. It all comes down to our work. Slowly, slowly, gradually in our work, we become more sensitive to these precisions. And even if we're not quite aware of the extent in which we're advancing in these precisions between darkness and light, between good and evil, but nevertheless, it takes place in us and we enter more and more inwards, like in every profession. If you take a musician, so he will talk to you about such things that a regular person doesn't understand. Doesn't feel. Yes? I'm not talking about a physicist that you need to have a certain intellect and study. But even in such things like sounds or colors, talk to a painter. So he'll tell you that the different nuances that there are in even one color. And the same thing here with us. It's written about that. There's none wiser than one with experience. Where as much as we work more and more, we develop a certain sensitivity to these phenomena. So much so that we start to feel spirituality. Where is it? Spirituality is right here. The Creator is here. The Shekhinah is here. All of spirituality is here. Where? What are you telling me? Where is it? There's no sensitivity to it, just like little children. Look at him. Half of what you feel, he doesn't feel. And that's what we need to develop in us. The sensitivity for bestowal. Meaning to the relations between people. Where these special relations between people, the relations of bestowal between people, we call that Shechina. And the force that's in it, we call it Bore, the Creator. Hence it is written, you made me. Where we actually build, come to a state in which we reveal the Creator.
Вот в вашей схеме там три точки. Там плюс, минус и еще твои.
In your diagram, there are three points. There's plus and minus, and the Creator on top.
In the Creator, we connect them all. That's what we call it, the middle line. That's why it's called the middle line. There are many things in this diagram. We can add to this diagram more and more things, but all together, five worlds, meaning great degrees, each from, made of 25, which are called Partsufim, and Sfirot, and all together we come through our motion to such a resolution where we reveal just one root. And that root we discover through coming closer to him, identify him, adhere to him, and are in his place. And then it's considered that we developed ourselves to the final state, up to 100%, which is called Gemar Tikkun, the end of correction.
What
you're looking for is in Shamati 61 and roundabout him.
So what's written there?
Stormy. He writes it when the lower one does not feel a small prohibition to be like a serious prohibition from above, they don't regard light things, that they will be regarded as great suffering. It turns out that with such a person, he is treated as if he is a small person, meaning his commandments are regarded as small. Likewise, his transgressions are regarded as small, that both are weighed in the same weight. And in general, he is regarded as a small person. Conversely, one who thinks of small things and says that the Creator is meticulous with them as in a hair's breadth, he is regarded as a great person whose transgressions are both great and his commandments are great.
Yes, well, that's how slowly, slowly, along the way, as we go, we don't even feel it at first, but it's like a child where he's growing. He doesn't feel the changes that are taking place with him. But we can see it on him from the side, as much as he identifies different things, does things that he couldn't do before, etc. It's the same. Listen. It's written that anyone who pleases the spirit of the people, he asked, Bala Sulam says he asked, but we have found that the greatest and most renowned ones, the great Kabbalists, were in disagreement, as they didn't agree with one another, and they were really in some disagreement and with one another. That's how it is in words of wisdom. We always have this, different opinions. Thus, the spirit of the people is not pleased with him, meaning they cannot rise to a state in which they agree. So he answered, Bala Sulam, that they did not say all the people, yes, but only the spirit of the people. What is only the spirit of the people? This means that only the bodies were in dispute. What are the bodies are disputed? Meaning that each one is working with the will to receive, whereas the spirit of the people not the bodies, but the spirit, yes, not in their will to receive, but in their desire to bestow, is already spirituality, the spirit of people, and pleases. Why? That the righteous who extends the abundance extends for the whole generation. He's not thinking about himself, only he takes the clothes, all the vessels of the generation, and extends it for them. He doesn't turn to the Creator that he needs something. He addresses the Creator only where he wants to transfer the force of correction and fulfillment for everyone, just like Galgal Ta'inayim and Dachap, where the Galgal Ta'inayim connect to the Keter and receive from it for the Achap. Otherwise, there would be no address because they already corrected themselves to the extent in which they only have vessels of bestowal, and the vessels of reception are with the Achap. And that's how they use it. So he says, and only because they have not yet clothed their spirit, they cannot attain and feel the abundance that the righteous extended. Therefore, the Achap can feel that he is receiving from the righteous only to the extent in which he is drawn, to the extent in which he ascribes himself to the righteous. And only that way. Therefore, the spirit of the people to be in there can only be to the extent in which one can associate himself with the vessels of bestowal, and then to that extent, through the vessels of bestowal, he receives correction and fulfillment. Questions? Well, Dudi?
Yeah, until there are questions. I don't understand what it means that the bodies are disputed.
The will to receive.
Where are they? What's divided and what's not? What's disputed? What's not disputed?
The dispute is between the desires to receive without a masach, without a screen or covering. So we have either being in indifference towards you, and there's no connection between us, but to the extent in which there's some form of connection between us, corporeal, then we're in dispute. It can't be any other way. Yes? Let's say you and I live in adjacent apartments in the same building. So certainly between us, there's going to be some kind of criticism for each one of us on the other. It can't be any other way. Maybe we'll calm ourselves from time to time, but there will always be some form of claim in our hearts, one towards the other. Either we may forget about it, that's different, but actually the desires to receive cannot be in a good connection to one another, ever. Not in family, not between families, between friends, in any place. If we look correctly, meaning we want to arrange things between us, then we need to evoke the dispute, meaning to open up what we have in the heart of each and every one, but to open it wisely, delicately, according to the degree that we're in, one degree at a time, and then gradually correct ourselves, rise to another degree and correct ourselves. But if we open up all the disputes between us, that's, we will kill each other. We won't even divorce or distance, we'll simply kill each other. That's why we need to gradually take care of this. So that's in the bodies. We always have dispute. There cannot be that we don't, because each and every body, each and every desire is in a different place of the system of Adam Rishon. Hence, it is certain that it doesn't belong to one another. And the fact that we are in groups, in tens, between us, connected all of a sudden. That's from above, under the upper providence. That's how Rabash explained this to me, that we are brought to being together, to the teacher and to the group and to the ten. And eventually, we must strengthen the connections between us. If throughout the process that I go through, I suddenly lose friends, receive new friends, lose the Rav, advance without him, all those things are direct providence and truly being cared for from above. And I need to accept this and to continue in the same direction, in connection. And in these connections, we will always reveal the disputes and that it's inconvenient to us, between us, etc. And we will learn how to arrange things. But to arrange usually how? In rising from the bodies to the spirit, from bodies to the spirit, from bodies to the spirit. Yes?
So division, the dispute will never be cancelled? There will always be a dispute, division, will have to rise
until
above it?
Until the end of correction, because the disputes before the end of correction are the wars of the Messiah. That's where every person wants to kill the other. That's advancement. What can you do?
There are moments when I'm with a 10 and we're happy. Now I don't feel disputed with anyone. We're happy. We're sitting. We feel connected. I don't know if it's connection, but we're not disputed anyhow.
So here comes the question. Either you on purpose are entering into such a state and are afraid to disclose to one another this dispute, to not fight and to keep some nice mood and good spirits, or that you're not really paying attention to one another and you don't care what's happening to one another. As long as you can continue the external system, what we call the framework. That's the problem.
I have criticism, but why do I need to awaken division? It'll just cause conflict.
In order to correct, in order to rise above the dispute, we need... No. Look at what he writes in the article. And he asked, but we have found that the spirit of people is the spirit is above the dispute. And Baruch Sulam answered, we found that in the righteous, the most famous of them, who are in a dispute, who had dispute, this means that how could it be that it's the spirit of the people is not... How could it be that they were in a good state between one another if they were in dispute and quarreling with one another, disagreeing with one another? So he says that they didn't say all the people, but only the spirit of the people. This means that only the bodies, meaning the desires to receive, are in dispute. This means that each one is working with the will to receive, whereas the spirit of the people is already spirituality in order to bestow. And it pleases that the righteous who extends the abundance extends for the whole generation. And then he uses the whole dispute that he has on the level between the desires, to the extent in which they are in states of disagreement with one another. Specifically, he uses it as the aviyut of the degree. And by going above it, he uses it as the purity or the refinement of it. There's a reshimo of aviyut and a reshimo of itlapshut, of coarseness and of clothing. We say itlapshut or clothing, but it's really a refinement, because through these two we come to the clothing of the light within the reshimo, the record, the reshimo, the spiritual record. Only that they have yet to clothe their spirit and cannot attain yet the feeling of abundance that the righteous extended. So he divides each of us to a righteous and a wicked, and one that's in dispute and one that's above the dispute. And from all those things, we connect to the Creator.
In the 10, I'm afraid that if I awaken some dispute, if I criticize some friend, it's as if I let out a dog. I can't go back.
I agree with you. You also see how I relate to everyone. Do I yell at someone here? Especially. There are those that I can open a little bit. I could kind of give them a little sting. But that's a few people that are actually close to me. Or that I feel that it's worthwhile to do that on the spot because it's going to be quick healing there.
So how do you awaken division? So you don't awaken division. You're saying it's better to...
I'm not allowed to evoke dispute, but in place of the friend, I would evoke the dispute, and usually they wouldn't like it to the extent in which we truly display hatred towards me, and yes, we need to know how to do it. I now understand that I didn't always do it in the right way.
How do we awaken division correctly?
We have to do it with the proper preparation. We need to really understand this short article. It's written, anyone who pleases the spirit of the people. And Bar Salam asked, but we have found that the greatest and most renowned, greatest meaning the great ones, those who are in bestowal, those are in Lishma, yes? That they had, they were in disagreement. If so, the spirit of people is not pleased with him, yes? So why is it written that the spirit of the people is pleased? So what's the question? How could it be? And he answered that they did not say all the people altogether, but only the spirit of the people is pleased with him, meaning that only the bodies are in dispute, the desires to receive. But above the will to receive, they are connecting between them more powerfully. And they feel themselves in a state of pleasantness, of comfort, despite the fact that their will to receive is in dispute and they don't agree with one another. And they evoke this dispute on purpose so that they will have love covers all crimes. You can't reach love if you don't evoke the crime. And the crime is not from you. It's from the system of Adam HaRishon, from the shattering. If we do it with the right intention, with the right approach, then we see that you cannot have a minus without a plus. It cannot be that only to the extent in which you have a greater dispute, you have greater love. And to not evoke the dispute is called to not increase, intensify the love, not make love more felt, more understood, not to make it in degrees of intellectual and emotional understanding in a connection with the Creator that includes it all. In Him, there's no differentiation between good and evil. In Him, it is all good. Also, when we try to connect between the evil and the good, only by that we advance to the Creator. We cannot say that only bestowal. There's no bestowal without reception. It doesn't exist in us that way. The force of bestowal alone is the Creator. We don't understand what the force of bestowal alone is. Therefore, without awakening the negative, come to the positive, it doesn't exist. Yes?
Final question, please. What's the precondition to awaken division, to open up a wound?
that we are certain that we have the ability to, the tools to understand where we're moving, first of all, the importance of the goal. That's the thing now. I don't care all the states that we're going to discover now between us, but rather we are putting our signature. That's it. We need to make an agreement and sign that all that we will open now in the relations between us is absolutely only in order to come closer to the Creator in the connection between us and to discover the Creator intensified clarity, so that in it, it includes the good and the bad, just like in a partsuf. Just like in a partsuf where the greater the coarseness, the greater the refinement, and then we receive a greater light in the partsuf. If we, in such a way, approach this matter gradually, not to start opening up everything, but slowly, slowly, and we understand that we don't have here, we are playing with the field that the Creator has blessed. The Creator prepared this for us. Therefore, there's nothing here that I hate you or I love you or this way or that way. We are going in a manner in which we are discerning, scrutinizing nature. We want to discover the nature, which is the Creator, God in numeral value is the nature. So each opens himself to a certain extent in a way that a wise man, his eyes are in his head, meaning he sees in advance whether we can, with this revelation, and remain in that connection between us or to correct what he opens before us, between us. And that's how we advance. So each and every one, to the extent in which one opens more in one's awareness and understanding the crimes between us, he causes us to close these crimes together in such a way that we don't remember them as a bad thing, but rather we rise above them, and love covers all crimes, more and more and more, from one degree to another.
This is an art, and we're going to have to learn how to do that, and all of humanity will have to follow us in that. And it doesn't matter when it happens, not yet in our generation, but we have to prepare this path for them, to everyone. Come up with something for you here. You have to discuss this and see in what way are we moving forward, discovering the good and discovering the bad, or more accurately, discovering the bad in order to discover the good. Try it once or twice, but in a very, very cautious manner, so there won't be a negative impression and hurting the ego, but only to the extent that you can rise above the ego, that you can somewhat transcend it. In that area, on that layer, you can reveal the evil. And then you can advance. You need to start somewhere and see. But be cautious that you won't weaken your connection. That what we, how we understand each other better, feel each other better, both in the negative force and in the positive force. It needs to be like a sandwich, the negative and the positive above it. Love covers all crimes. And then the more crimes you discover, the more love needs to be discovered. Discovered, meaning to be achieved in forcefully achieved. Otherwise, we're just continuing the shattering between us. So not only we're egoistic, we're going to also find more hatred between us. So that's why it says about the students of Rabbi Shimon and the Zohar that they wanted to kill each other in the beginning of their study. And then they worked above the hatred they revealed until they achieved unity and love. And that's how they wrote the book of Zohar. They've discovered both bad and good, and that's what they wrote about. It's the rungs of the ladder. That's what the Zohar is about. All the 125 degrees are written there.
Спасибо.
Remain, or do I get a new one?
We have to reach a single desire, as much as we can identify that it's a single desire, a single understanding, intention, thought, as much as possible. This means that love covers all crimes. In love, we are in adhesion. There, we don't differentiate between all those differences in mind and heart. Everything is just immersed in love. But in the dispute before that, we open up as much as we can reveal in order to rise above the dispute. We maintain that. Not too much, though. It's like we're all, you know, we're all live in families. So we know that in a family, we always maintain a certain level to not get into too big of a dispute in order to keep our life working. Otherwise, we can shatter this whole connection called a family. So similarly, bit by bit by bit, we come to scrutinize the good and bad and good and bad in each and every state. Tel Aviv 4.
Thank you, Rav. Good morning. I understand, according to the last articles, that all the lies and arguments, contradiction, are in the will to receive. I also understand that the 10 has to be like a womb, where we only reveal love and bestow. So why do I see that when I fall, I don't have Alvut? And why, if I want to say words of inspiration and nice things, so the friends disregard it, and I feel that there's friends that hate me, you are even indifferent towards it? Why do I see that in the 10, if it's the source of bestowal?
You all still haven't achieved a connection between you. And then, still, you should try to also understand that one judges through his own flaws. You don't know the friend's heart. But if a friend arrived in the 10, I need to accept him as sent by the Creator. And then I have to relate to him in a very unique way, as opposed to any other person off the street that I relate to. I have to see him as a part of my soul, not his body, not his corporeal nature also. But deep within him, there's what we call the point in the heart. And with that point, I have to unite, connect. And so it is with each and every friend. And the more I feel that I'm inclined towards that, whether it's by force or even by desire, then this is how I advance towards the goal.
So that's exactly what I'm asking, that if that's the goal, that we need to connect between the points in the heart. So why do I discover all these things?
In order to overcome these things and achieve a truly higher goal. Understand? That's what we need. It's very good that you feel this. I think you could be very successful. And just accept all these things with an understanding. that one who's greater than his friend, his inclination is greater than himself.
Is
you
afraot?
You don't know what disturbances Kabbalists have to go through in order to really achieve the correction of their high soul. So don't forget that what you see is what the Creator lets you see. Don't relate that to the friends. The world is hidden. It's a concealment. And you need to try and work with the picture that the Creator awakens in you.
So how in such a state do I tell myself that I know it's in me, so how do I even start working before the friends? How do I awaken it?
Feel as if close your eyes and activate as if you have love toward them, as though you love them, and that's what you show them.
So how do you awaken the argument?
To the extent that you can overcome a dispute, then you awaken one. That's what's in the article.
The dispute is in me.
Of course it's in you. Where do you want it to be? Between you. But you feel. You feel it between you and others. The topic of the whole lesson. The lesson is about how do we overcome with our spirit over our will to receive. When we activate desires to receive between us, we have a dispute. When we want to be in spiritual connection, we achieve connection. And the dispute remains below, the connection is above. That's how we need to establish ourselves. That's the topic. Yes.
How do we know if the 10 is ready to work with the dispute, as you've mentioned?
I can't say. These are things that the 10 has to try. Each and every one in the 10 has to try and measure it, examine it. How important is spirituality to him as opposed to corporeality? Before we come to scrutinies, and our scrutinies are about discussing the crimes between us, for that we already need some spiritual ascent that the spiritual goal appears in the connection between us. We have to understand it, feel it, want it. And the connection between us, the more powerful it is, which is measured by the ego that resides in that connection, and also the amplitude of the connection that's above the ego. So according to that, to this, we can open this Pandora box of ours and start working with it. The Creator deliberately created the ego, the evil inclination, and then I created the evil inclination, I created the spice of Torah, for the light in it reforms. So we need to slightly open this bad system of relationships between us, which is what the Creator created in our ego to begin with, and understand that He created it and not us. And if I hate someone or complain about someone, or this is what the Creator awakens in us deliberately, it's not that someone is to blame or I am to blame, it's the Creator. He does that in order for us to overcome that and cover it with love. And then He gives us the possibility to achieve connection between us to the point of love in order to discover Him. And there is no real truth in any of the hatred, rejection, the scrutinies of criticism between us. There's no meaning to it. It's all in order to build above that degrees of love, connection. If we don't forget that, then we will come to correct actions.
What are the correct actions on behalf of a person from the moment we reveal the dispute?
That he hears what the others are saying, he tries to add himself there in a neutral way and see things through the intellect and not the emotion. As it says, the judge has no more than his eyes can see, not what his ears hear. And so in this way, we can understand the other and try not to remain as a donkey in my own view, but I also want to transcend and understand our connection through the eyes of the friends. Why? Because by that I increase the connection with them and awaken and strengthen the network of my soul. All in all, we are doing this to build the soul. And so the connection between us, which is essentially connections between the pieces of the soul, is critically important. That's why we awaken the
soul.
Correcting the dispute means that I cover it with love. And so hatred and love then work together so that between both of them I discover my group in the correct way and the Creator within them.
Is the feeling of a friend who wants to ascend to bring up a dispute in the tent, for the tent, is she like sacrificing herself that she knows that she's going to be hated?
No, it needs to be to the extent that the others will understand. It doesn't have to be to such an extent that other friends will not understand her. No, I need to awaken these things only to the extent that we are ready for scrutinies and correction. That's why we're talking about this today.
Last question. Is it right to bring up disputes in a general way about a certain topic or personally towards a certain friend?
We usually don't evoke discussions about a specific friend, but basically it's about the spirit that has descended on the group, and we don't blame any friend, because it's possible that he is the one who awakens this state. But the truth is that the Creator awakens this state through a certain friend, and thus we relate to it this way. But the truth is we have to just relate to the seemingly negative or positive awakening that the Creator is.
Shalom Rav.
Hello, Rav. It's understood what it means to awaken the good inclination, but what does it mean to awaken the evil inclination? Can you explain?
Only the good inclination. And according to that, to awaken the evil inclination. Nice question. The evil inclination we don't awaken. For what? We just need to awaken the good inclination. There's no commandment on being evil or egoist. There's a commandment on correcting it.
Shalom Rav.
Rav, what's this, the indication that we have corrected the dispute and didn't just blur it?
That you're scrutinizing the connections of love that you want to develop upon the dispute. That is called that. You're scrutinizing it and building all in details upon it. That love will cover all the details of the dispute.
Perhaps, is it possible that the dispute remains? We rise above it, but on the corporeal level it remains?
It remains anyway, and we need to feel that we have covered it with love, with understanding, with a mutual agreement.
And if the dispute disappeared, after we connected and the dispute disappeared, then
it didn't disappear, it wasn't erased, but for now you don't see it. You don't have to keep all those details that were there before. You need to live the current state. Just like today, we live and we feel this day. We don't live all the days that have gone by through our life. So that's how we need also to awaken in our life the disputes. Okay?
Rabash says that when we raise something, first we need the greatness of the friends, what we need to improve, and then to behave as if we already achieved what we wanted. Do we need to keep these guidelines?
We talked about it, that if we're going to go and scrutinize something, we have to remind each other about the purpose of creation, where it comes from, that everything came from the Creator, and He awakens this question between us, and the question has to be scrutinized, and with that question we can build the answer, because our whole path needs to be from questions and answers. Dudi, where is that article of questions and answers? And then in such a way, we reach the goal. You're right, Gilad. North 2.
How to hate in an effective way in our connection in the ten?
We hate the ego that separates between us, and along that, we understand that as much as we cover it with love, this ego is a component of our state, and it has the same force and the same state as love. The Creator created one against the other. And that's why we have to keep these two things, that if we keep them so we're in the middle, and we discover, in such a way specifically, we discover the Creator.